He hurt me too. A Matt Foggy fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Karen is hiding in the office to avoid dealing with her feelings about Christmas. Foggy and Matt are doing the exact same thing to avoid issues of their own. A Christmas miracle ensues. Matt and Foggy actually talk. Karen Page hated Christmas. Well, she didn't hate the holiday itself. She just hated how it made her feel. Alone. If she had to endure one more Hallmark Christmas movie about finding love in unexpected places, she was going to throw something. It had been years since she'd enjoyed Christmas. Happy Christmases went away the day Mom passed away, and Kevin's death just made sure of it. The Pages didn't celebrate Christmas. Foggy did. The offices of Nelson and Murdoch were appropriately festooned and bedecked to the holiday season. Matt didn't object as long as he wasn't hitting his head on a paper snowflake or tripping over the quote of the Christmas lights Foggy just had to have. For the clients. The lights and decorations were for the clients, to put them in a giving mood, which was something the firm could use right now. Generous givers. Karen gave freely of her time on Christmas Day. Not because she was feeling particularly generous, but because she'd rather do something useful than sit alone in her apartment with a bottle of whiskey and nobody to share a meal or open a present with. She managed just fine by herself, copying documents and rearranging the filing system, putting it into some kind of working order. By 2 o'clock, she was starting to get a little tired, and she decided she'd empty the waste paper basket under Matt's desk and then think about going home. She pushed open the door and froze, not finding Matt's office empty as she had expected. Matt was sitting behind his desk, looking like that very picture of guilt, his fingers pausing where they'd been dancing across the raised tiles of his braille display. "What are you doing here?" asked Karen, staring at him in stunned disbelief. "Working," Matt said shortly. Karen rolled her eyes. "Working? Really? Do you honestly expect me to believe?" "Okay, I'm hiding from Foggy's mom," Matt reluctantly admitted. "It's the last place anyone would think to look for me, right?" Karen smirked. "Right. Coffee or hot cocoa?" "Cocoa, please," Matt replied with a sigh. Karen shook her head at him and retreated to the conference room to make Matt a cup of instant hot cocoa with a small kettle, since Nelson and Murdoch didn't have a staff room or even a bathroom. She opened the mini-fridge that sat atop a side table, making the cocoa with more milk than hot water in a fit of Christmas spirit, returning to Matt's office to find that he hadn't moved from his desk. "What's going on with Foggy's mom?" asked Karen as she set the mug down on the desk. "Is she..." "She's the most wonderful person on the planet," Matt declared with such firmness that Karen blinked. She frowned and said, "So why are you hiding from her?" Matt sighed. "Things have been strained with Fog lately, I noticed," said Karen, giving him a sympathetic look. She wasn't an idiot. She knew something was going on. Foggy and Matt had barely spoken to each other since Matt's car accident. Things had been particularly uncomfortable around the office of late. Karen had tried to talk to Foggy and Matt, separately and together, but it made no difference. This was what it had come to. Matt was avoiding Foggy's family on Christmas Day. It was a sad state of affairs. "Foggy needs this Christmas without me," said Matt with a sad sigh. "We've had Christmas together every year since our first year of college together." "So much for tradition," muttered Karen, rolling her eyes. Matt gave a tired smile and reached for the cup of hot cocoa as he said, "So, Miss Page, you very cleverly grilled me and taken all the heat off yourself. What are you doing here on Christmas Day?" Karen sighed, a painful lump rising in her throat. "I can't go home for Christmas," she admitted, then quickly changed tack, not having meant to tell Matt that. "I can't afford to, I mean..." "What?" said Matt, anger reflecting almost immediately in his face. "Why didn't you say something, Karen? It's not too late." Karen shook her head. "It is, Matt. It's too late." She swallowed thickly, trying to hold back tears. Mom was dead. Kevin was dead. Dad didn't want to see her, let alone talk to her. Holidays officially sucked. She could lose herself in work any other day of the year. On Christmas, there was no way to avoid thinking about her isolation and immense regrets, at least not without drowning her sorrows in hard liquor or numbing her pain with heroin. No, she told herself firmly, she'd never do that again, not after Kevin. Money's not the problem, is it? Asked Matt, seeming to read her mind. My dad hates me, Karen admitted, surprising herself with bluntness of that confession. I'm sorry, said Matt, his expression pained. Karen frowned. Aren't you supposed to deny it and tell me he couldn't possibly? Matt shook his head and sighed. My dad chose his pride over raising his blind son, so I'm pretty well versed in parents you wish would have done things differently. Pretty sure that's how my dad feels about me, said Karen, her tone bitter. I'm the daughter who should have done things differently. He blames me, not that I don't, but... I'm sorry, Karen, Matt murmured, setting his undrunk cocoa back on the desk. He removed his glasses and rubbed his eyes wearily. There was a fresh cut above his left eye, which was ringed with a deep purple bruise. Karen grimaced and sighed. More accidents, she supposed. She'd made up her mind that someone was abusing Matt, but she'd long since given up on the idea of convincing him to talk about it, report the abusive party to the police, or get some kind of counseling help. Matt just wouldn't open up to her. Only Foggy, who hadn't taken it well if his current distance from Matt was any indication. You miss him, don't you? Karen asked softly. Matt frowned. My dad? Foggy, Karen clarified, and Matt sighed. Oh, he said softly. Yeah, every minute. Karen closed her eyes and shook her head wearily. Why don't you just say you're sorry for whatever it is that happened? She asked, opening her eyes. He knows that I'm not, and he hurt me too, Matt croaked, his bottom lip trembling. Karen moved around the desk, intending to hug him, but Matt gave a violent shake of his head and held out his hand, warning her off, clearly not wanting to be touched or comforted. Karen fell back and sighed, hovering awkwardly by the desk as Matt struggled to regain control of his emotions. Matt, Karen said pleadingly as the lawyer slipped his glasses back on, hiding his torturous expression from her. Forgot it, Matt said tersely. We both could have done things differently, Karen suggested quietly. Yeah, Matt agreed as Karen sighed and picked up her phone, tapping the screen, unlocking it, and scrolling through her contacts. Who are you calling? Matt asked suspiciously. Foggy, Karen answered, her tone grim. Matt shook his head. Karen, there's really no need. He stood up then and moved around the desk, though Karen noticed he didn't pick up the folded white cane that sat on it. He moved to the door of his office, his fingers trailing over the expanse of wall that separated his office from Foggy's. Karen followed him with a frown, watching as Matt pushed open his law partner's office door, revealing Foggy, who sat working on his laptop. Karen stared at him for a moment, then returned the phone to her pocket. What are you doing here, Foggy? She asked, wondering how Matt had known he was here when she didn't. Foggy shrugged and averted his eyes as he answered. Avoiding my mom? Oh my god, Karen explained, glancing between him and Matt, who stood grim and silent by the open door. What is she, the dragon lady? Matt shook his head. No, she just loves her kids. She does, Foggy agreed, his voice fragile. You're one of those kids, Matt. Matt sighed and said, I'm not a Nelson. You've been an honorary Nelson since our first year of college, Foggy declared, but Matt just sighed and took a weary step back. Christmas every year, remember, Matt? Foggy added pleadingly. I remember, but I thought it'd be easier. Matt's world dried off and he shook his head mutely. He was so obviously hurting that Karen slipped her hand in his, afraid that he'd pull away and retreat into his office and his pain. Foggy seemed to have had a similar thought, because he pushed his chair back from his desk and stood up, moving to stand in front of Matt with a sigh. Matt, I would rather tell my mom that I'm a workaholic than admit we broke up, said Foggy with a slight tremor in his tone. Karen frowned and let go of Matt's hand, thrown by his unexpected piece of information. Wait, you two are dating? Not the time, Karen, muttered Matt, stiffening slightly. Yes, it is. It is time, said Karen with an exasperated sigh. You've been moping all week because you miss him, and you, she added, glancing at Foggy, you've been hiding in your office all day. Foggy blushed, having the grace to look ashamed of himself as he admitted. All night, actually. What? My mom knows where I live. Karen gave an impatient huff and shook her head at him. These idiots were her family these days, and she couldn't stand to see them hurting. Matt so obviously was, and Foggy was too. He was just better at hiding it, and Karen cursed herself for not seeing it sooner. Get your coats, she said with a sigh. What? Said Foggy, like he hadn't heard her right. We're going to your mom's for Christmas, said Karen, and both Matt and Foggy blanched. Karen, Matt started, shaking his head. No, we're not, Foggy added with a grim resolve. Karen refused to back down. Yes, we are. It's time for you two to either tell her the truth or kiss and make up. Here, I'll even make it easier. She dragged Foggy's desk chair over to the doorway and kicked off her shoes, climbing on the chair barefoot and wobbling slightly. Matt steadied her as she reached up to retrieve a slightly wilted sprig of mistletoe that hung from the doorframe. She unhooked it and gripped it tightly in her hand as she stepped down, holding the sprig aloft and looking expectantly at Foggy and Matt. Foggy frowned and stepped towards his law partner, explaining for Matt's benefit. She's holding mistletoe over our heads. I know, Matt sighed and bit his lip. I'm sorry, Foggy. It's not more important than you. If you want me to stop... I don't, said Foggy, closing the distance between them and pressing a fierce, desperate kiss to Matt's lips that made Karen smile, though Matt soon pulled away. Wait, he pleaded, his voice shaking. Could you clarify? You don't want me to stop kissing you, or you don't want me to stop that other thing we thought about? Foggy sighed and smiled, cupping Matt's cheek with his hand as Karen moved back to give them space. Both, Foggy declared. I like kissing you, and I worry about you, but I get why you need to do it, and I'm sorry, too. The stuff I said, I didn't mean that. Matt nodded and said tremulously, thank you. He drew Foggy against his chest, and the other lawyer made a song that was either a shaky laugh or a quickly stifled sob. Karen found it impossible to tell. She shook her head and set the mistletoe on Foggy's desk as she retrieved her shoes, feeling almost certain that some kind of Christmas miracle had just taken place. Matt and Foggy had actually talked and apologized. That was nothing short of divine intervention. So are we good? Asked Karen as she slipped her shoes back on. We're good, Matt confirmed with a small smile. Foggy drew back and said, and we'd like you to join us for Christmas as our very special guest, Miss Page. Karen grinned. Well, let's get this show on the road. Yeah, Matt agreed with a wistful smile. Thanks, Karen, he added in a whisper. Karen just nodded and smiled, not having found the love that every Hallmark movie promised, but having helped her little family back together. That was its own gift, nothing short of a miracle, in her opinion. She'd found a way to enjoy Christmas, after all.